The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Nun Dalad discusses the situation where we know that for all halachas there's a shear. The shear is a kazayas. Our Gemara is much more focused on the shear of a kebeya, which is the amount that gives the ability to transmit tumah further. And the Gemara discusses, brings on Amun Aleph, a machlokes amaroyim, if something started with less than the shear and then expanded to the shear, or vice versa, it started with a shear and then shrunk to less than the shear, what is the halacha? And the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph and on the top of Nun Dalet Amud Beis sort of qualifies the machlokes and says, Ki pligi, when is the machlokes relevant? We started with an item that had the proper shear, and then it shrunk, and then it expanded again. The Masover and the Machloikis is that Rav Shimon and Rav Lakish are of the opinion, Yesh Dichi B'Yisura, since during the period when it was below the shear, it wasn't subject to the halacha, it remains that way even afterwards. Or Masover, whereas Rav Chi and Rav Yochanan are of the opinion, Shein Dichi B'Yisura. And just because there was a period where it wasn't eligible, it didn't have the shear, doesn't permanently change its status. Ask the Gemara, can you suggest that there's an opinion that holds that Isurim could get permanently disqualified, permanently excluded? For Tanan, ask the Gemara, there's a Mishnah Masechta Taharis, Kebeya Oichlin, if you started with the amount of food of a kebeya, which, as we said earlier, is the amount of food that transmits tumah. Shenichem b'chama, now somebody left it out in the sun v'nismatu, and therefore they shrunk. Or kezayis min ha-meis, kezayis min ha-vela, min ha-nevela, kedashim min ha-sheretz, or kezayis pigel, v'kezayis noisa, v'kezayis chelev, that all of them, all of these different items are metama by the shear of a kezayis, and now they shrunk, tahirim, they become tar, and therefore ve'chayovin olem shempigel v'nois v'chelev. Now you took this very same object, v'nichem b'gishomim v'tavchu, put it into the rain, and they expanded, tameim, they are now tamei, v'chayovin olem shempigel v'nois v'chelev. So we see that even though at a certain point, they became excluded because they were below this year, that doesn't remain permanent. Says the Gemara, from here we have, it seems very clear, Raya, to Yuftal Mandom, the Sheshtich B'Surin. We clearly have a Raya that we don't say that once something becomes excluded, it remains permanently excluded. To Yufta, it seems to be a compelling Raya. So the Achroinim, in trying to understand this Gemara, say we very often in Shas have a concept of dichui. Dichui by kotchim, dichui by mitzvahs. And says the Keren Oira that this Gemara of dichui by surin has nothing to do with that question. This is an independent question. Do we say that since at one point it had the shear, it continues having that shear indefinitely? And that's why, he says, we could understand where in our Gemara, the Gemara, as we just learned, concludes Ein Dichi B'Yisurin, whereas in Masechta Shabbos, and we'll discuss it in Mitzvah Shem more later in our shir, the Gemara clearly says that we do say Yesh Dichu B'Yisur. So we see that these two halachas don't travel together. However, the Ratvaz disagrees. And so too is the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch that if our Gemara established that ain dichu b'isurin, that things don't become permanently disqualified. That's the halacha in all area of halacha. The Menachas Chinuch makes another point. He says that our Gemara is speaking about a situation where you can't reconstitute it. And the question is, what does that, is this still an issue of Dichi B'Yisurin? But in a situation where it can be reconstituted, Chiddush of the Menachas Chinuch, not Posh Pshat in the Gemara, we never say Dichi B'Yisurin. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky asks a very obvious question. He says that he doesn't understand. The Gemara very often says that the shiurim, kebeya, kezayis, as we learned in our shiur, are havalocha l'moshe m'sinai. So he asks, why is this question connected to the issue of yesh dichi b'yisurin or ein dichi b'yisurin? At the end of the day, either he did or didn't eat a kezayis. So he says a very important chiddush. He says, when we think about machalos asuris, we think about machalos asuris as something that I'm not allowed to eat, something that I am allowed to eat. He says, machalos asuris are not just, this is the way I would like to explain it, not just an iser gavro, am I allowed to eat it, I'm not allowed to eat it, and depends how much I have of it. It's a heftza. And the Issa Heftza of Macholos Asuris is only relevant when you have the proper shear. If you don't have the proper shear, then it's not Macholos Asuris. It has nothing to do with anything else. And now the Gemara's shock of Atari is understandable. If it lost the shear, is it still considered Macholos Asuris? So actually, the Gemara on the next blot, on the Nun Hey Yom Aleph, where the Gemara has a Shakl Vatarya about Groigris and Smukim, Groigris are dried figs, Ta'enim are not dried figs, and can you take Trumas and Maisers from one from the other? So the Gemara establishes that you can't bring a Raya from that issue to our subject. Amr Belozer, Shani Groigris, Hoyl V'yochel L'sholkon Al-Akzim Al-Kamashahem. Groigris is different because you could turn a Groigris back into a Taina if you cook it up and it'll get the moisture back. So we have a very big Machloikis, Ramban and Rajbo, if this Halacha that Rabbi Belozer just established is only said by Trumas and Maisris, that's why you could take Trumas and Maisers from Groigris and Smukim, because a Groigris could eventually be a Groigris could be a Tanaenim. Or is this said even regarding Hilchos Shabbos? We know very often the Gemara discusses in Masechta Shabbos Shiurim for carrying. Do we say that if you have an object that doesn't have the shear, but it could be transformed back into the shear, is that enough to be chai for carrying in Shabbos? The Ramban's opinion is, just because it potentially could come back to the shear, doesn't make it that it should have the shear for the Shabbos. The Rajbo disagrees. And the Rajbo says, if Al Gemara uses this svara here, it similarly could be used by Hilchos Shabbos as well. And Rav Menachem Zemba, in his Sefer Toitzos Chaim, explains the machloikus between the Ramban and the Rajbo. He says, when we speak about Shiurim and Hilchos Shabbos, there are two dinim. One is the Torah says, Melechus, Machsheves, Osra Torah. And if it's less than the Shir, it's not considered a Melechus, Machsheves. And then there's another concept, which we just mentioned a moment ago, that all Shiurim
halacha l'moshe Sinai. So now he explains the machloikish between the Ramban and Reshbo. He says the Ramban holds that it only could help, this svara that Rabbi Elazar said could only help as far as the halacha l'moshe Sinai is concerned. That since it could turn back into the shir, so the halacha l'moshe Sinai, that this is the shir, applies. But it doesn't make it into a melechus machsheves if it currently doesn't have the proper shir. The Rashba, however, says Rabbi Nachum Zemba Zitzal, says that the entire factor by Shabbos, as in other areas of halacha, is strictly limited to the halacha l'moshe Sinai. And if our Gemara is mechadish, that as far as the halacha l'moshe Sinai is concerned, choyel v'yochel l'sholken u'lachzir l'kemosh shehein, is enough to make it as if it has the shear that the halacha l'moshe Sinai requires, that's all I have to look for. In fact, I saw that the Achroinim, the Chazon Ish, and other Achroinim debate the same issue that we're discussing. Do we say the Svara that our Gemara teaches us now here on Daf Nun Hey, a Hoyel V'yachol Shulchan to use regarding the issue of Macholos Asuris? And the way we're explaining, it's very gishmak. If the whole issue of Machos Asuris is halacha l'moshe Sinai, so that's enough. If we say that halacha l'moshe Sinai has another element to it, then it wouldn't be enough. The Magen Avraham in Simen Arachaim, Simen Sadek Beis, Samach Beis, Sifkotin Beis, discusses the following shaila. He says, in the winter, if tzoya hardens, we know you're not allowed to say krishma in front of tzoya. If it hardens, you're allowed to say krishma. Even though, when it will get warm again, it will soften. And he brings a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that you go according to what it is currently. Says the Chassam Sofer, but didn't we just learn a svara that choyel v'royel l'sholkan? And our Gemara is teaching us that anything that could eventually turn back to that state, Rabbi Elazar says, has that halacha currently. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer disagrees with the Magen Avraham.